This is Margaret Cupman-Frankowitz with another episode of Diabetic Survival. Hello, people. Hello. I've missed you. It's been a full 24 hours since my last episode. Okay, joking aside, I'm always full of jokes. So, sometimes. I bought this disco light. It's so cute. It's about the size of a fist. And I actually, originally I was going to keep it in my car so I could mess with the drunks that I actually take from bar to bar sometimes. Okay. That doesn't happen very often, but, you know, being in rideshare has been kind of interesting. So I bought this disco light because I wanted to try to use it as a distraction. The problem is, though, it was such a distraction for me, I had to actually pull it out. So I used it on one customer. She was not impressed. She just wanted to get home. And I realized that was probably not a good idea. There's the fantasy of thinking that you might get some tips out of it. And then there's the reality of you're just annoying the poor passenger and you better take it out. So I took it out. I brought it home. And I'm like, okay, if nothing else, this $15 that I wasted on this little disco light that I found at a Love's truck travel stop will be a great little disco ball to actually brighten up my night and also entertain my cat. And it entertained my cat for a full day. He was interested, really interested in the first couple of hours, tried chasing the little green and red dots that were kind of floating around. But after that, he just wasn't amused anymore. And I cannot put it back in my car because it's too much. You know, you think that you want a little bit of a glow, and then you realize you really just are too old for that. Okay, so, with that being said, I have this disco ball blasting in my face right now, which is kind of funny. I might actually kill it, but maybe not. All right, so I was going to wait a while before I actually posted another episode, but this one really got me excited because this one is going to be a game changer for so many people. And you're probably wondering what I'm referring to. So at this point in time, I'm going to tell you what I'm referring to. And if you're not into this, then you can just go ahead and tune out. Wait for the next episode. I won't be hurt. Okay? But to other people, it's going to be a breakthrough for them. And a little bit of interesting facts that I managed to dig up on this particular item too. So what am I talking about? I am talking about the underrated, but highly qualified, very good for you, amazing mushroom. Yes, it's a fungus. It's not a vegetable. It's not a meat. It's closer in DNA, though, to humans than it is plants. Okay, that's the first interesting fact about mushrooms. I don't know why I didn't think about becoming a mycologist a long time ago. A mycologist basically, now they generally work for the government. There's not too many jobs out there for these people, but they roughly make about $71,000 a year if you want to go into a good field. I'm going to tell you why this is a good field, especially for you to go into. I can foresee a future here of mushroom stands everywhere, much like vegetable stands. No, but mycologists, I mean mushrooms. Mushrooms, from what I've read, have been around longer than plants have been here. There are I read in some areas that there were 14,000 species. I read somewhere else that there were 20,000 different species of mushrooms. So we're just going to say between 14 and 20,000 different species of mushrooms. Now, what I'm wondering is, why are we focusing on vegetables, which have poisonous lectins in them? And why are we not focusing on mushrooms that do not have lectins in them? Okay, brief pause there for a minute. Reason why I'm bringing this up is because I'm trying to think of that doctor's name who actually is on a diet of mushrooms right now. He's a cardiologist in California. What is his name? Oh my gosh. Anyways, I'm going to have to go back and figure out what his name was. Oh, I remember his name now. I need to write this stuff down. Dr. Gundry. He eats a lot of mushrooms. He suggests people eat a lot of mushrooms. They just don't have the lectins in them that vegetables have in them. A lot of people don't like vegetables anyways, but they'll eat mushrooms. And it's closer alternative to meat. Vegetarians, they eat a lot of mushrooms. The reason why is because it's the closest to meat that they're going to get and actually has some of the nutrients that they need that closely resembles meat. So this brings up a lot of questions. Like, why is the World Health Organization... it's not the World Health Organization. The World Economic Forum. I'm sorry, I'm getting those confused. So there's probably not much of a difference. WEF. They have their little stupid little yearly things or whatnot. And they said something very disturbing that has a bunch of people up in arms, including myself, where their future, they envision us eating crickets or something, or grasshoppers or something stupid like that. And I'm here thinking, why not eat mushrooms? Why not eat mushrooms? Mushrooms are great. Mushrooms are going to be... And like, seriously, you guys need to spread this around a little bit, okay? So go ahead and share it with other people. This is really important, okay? Some of the research that I've actually done on mushrooms, like, it even breaks down certain types of plastics. Like, we all should be growing mushrooms. Now, mind you, it's a very different and a very weird environment that mushrooms actually grow in. But we really do need more mushroom farmers, and we really need to start promoting mushrooms with as many varieties as there are out there. Now, mind you, I'm very happy with my portobellas, you know, my little baby portobellas and the large shiitakes, etc. Button mushrooms, can't beat it. Delicious. I mean, there's, like, if I only eat three types of mushrooms my whole entire life, I'd be happy. But there are so many different varieties out there. I'm scared to try the lion's mane, for instance. But the lion's mane actually does have, like, their medicinal properties that they claim. Doesn't mean that's true, but they're claiming that that can actually help with your neuropathy. Now, if there's actually B vitamin, like a B12 in there, there's a good chance that it really will help you with your neuropathy, just so you know. So you're going to have to do your own research on that one, because there's a lot of different medicinal claims to certain different types of mushrooms. And so in my fun little research, I was thinking, okay, well, what is the most expensive mushroom in the world? And I found this absolutely fascinating. I think we should all be mushroom hunters now. But that would be the most expensive mushroom found is the Yartsa Gumbru. It's Yartsa and then Gunbu. This particular mushroom is absolutely fascinating as well. Now, from the information that I saw, it's the most expensive mushroom on several different pages. It's also priced at about $63,000 per pound. Not even joking. Or that maybe that's in yen. I don't know how close that would be or what that would be in American dollars, but it said $63,000, I believe. Which is ridiculous. Like, wow, who would spend that much for a pound of mushrooms? Well, you probably know about black truffles and white truffles and how very expensive they are, and truffle oil and how it's sought out after for delicacies and restaurants, etc. But, okay, let's get back to this Yartsa Gumbru. It actually looks like a caterpillar. And I've heard it grows out of a moth's head or something weird like that. Now, I don't know how true that is, but that's super creepy and super weird. But this particular mushroom has some properties sought after in it, which is the reason why it's so expensive. It's actually found in Tibet. And it is also found in Bhutan and Nepal. But the Yartsa Gumbru they claim that it cures TB, coughing, anemia, back and knee pains, reduces stress, and increases strength. And that's especially after you've been like in the hospital for a long period of time. They say that this will actually help you get your strength back. But who knows if that's actually true or not. As if you're able to afford this particular type of mushroom. I mean, it's about the size of a matchstick. So I imagine a pound of this stuff, which is the $63,000, would probably be thousands of matchsticks, just equal 1 pound. So quite a bit. You probably don't even need a full pound of this stuff. You probably need like a couple of them or something. So I was really seriously like just floored by the fact that mushrooms are so sought after, just like the truffles. Now, I don't have too much information on the truffles. I've read a little bit of information about, for instance, white truffles or black truffles, for instance, and how expensive they can be, but it's nowhere near $63,000 per pound. Another fun fact. The state, now let's talk within the United States, the one state within the United States that grows the most mushrooms is Pennsylvania. And that was kind of surprising. I mean, I'm in West Virginia, so I'm like right there on the cusp. I'm like all I gotta do is cross the border and I'm in Pennsylvania, you know, if I go east a little bit. So I thought that was pretty cool. I'm like, all right, I could probably get a good deal on mushrooms. But here's something else that's kind of weird. Maybe this is because mushrooms are hard to find or maybe hard to grow or something of that nature. But it's stated in there that the average consumer only eats about 2 pounds a year of mushrooms. And I thought this was kind of weird because we don't even think twice about consuming that much cheese. I mean, we could probably eat that much cheese in like a month, maybe less, some of us. But, and I mean, you know, like a couple pounds doesn't go very far, obviously, especially when you're consuming them. So I found this kind of interesting. One of the things I don't know how to do is how to grow mushrooms. I've actually seen YouTube videos on how to grow it. It looks very weird. I mean, watching them grow them in bags and such, I didn't like the look of the way that mushrooms grow in a bag, and you know the fungus and stuff that it actually takes to grow those mushrooms. When you take a first look at it, you're like, okay, I don't want anything to do with that. That looks so disgusting. That looks like something that I'd want to throw away immediately. It looks like it's going bad. This is how they grow mushrooms. Now, mushrooms are not hard to find. You can actually visit your local Walmart or any grocery store, and they probably have shiitake mushrooms, you know, the little portobellas, the large portobellas, and the little button mushrooms. Now, one of the things I remember Dr. Gundry saying is it doesn't matter what kind of mushroom you get, they're all very good in the grocery store. You know, there are certain mushrooms that contain a little bit more of something, but what does a mushroom have in it that makes it so great? Well, okay, first thing is an entire cup of mushrooms, which hardly, I don't know if anybody eats a whole cup of mushrooms. I know I don't. When I actually make a dish, like let's say I'm making omelets or something, you know, I'll use 2 eggs and then I'll use some mushrooms. I might use 1 or 2 mushrooms, possibly 2 mushrooms if I'm making omelets. I don't use a lot of mushrooms. And I'm not quite sure why. That's just how my brain is trained that I don't need that much mushroom. But the thing is that there are many different ways you can actually prepare your mushrooms, from fresh to frozen, canned, or even powdered. And I was talking to somebody about this, about mushrooms, one day. And they're like, you can freeze mushrooms? Yes, you can. But they say that the best way to actually preserve your mushrooms is to actually cook them first. And I have not actually cooked mushrooms and stuck them in the freezer. I've only froze the fresh mushrooms. And they do get a little bit soggy, but considering they're like 95% water anyways, it doesn't really bug me a lot when I put it in my omelets. But if that bugs you, you may want to actually cook it first. And it's just slimy, right? When you take it out instead of mushy. So that's the difference. Because usually when you're frying it up, you're putting a little bit of butter on there, maybe some olive oil or something of that nature. So 1 cup of mushrooms actually contains 21 calories, 3 carbs, 1 fiber, which actually takes away from one of those carbs, by the way, 3 grams of protein, no fat, and 33% of vitamin D. So it also contains 16% selenium and 12% phosphorus, 4% folate. And actually, with the vitamin, I think it was the vitamin D, or maybe the, yeah, it was the vitamin D. If they actually expose that to an ultraviolet light, that's when you get the vitamin D in there. If they don't expose that, then obviously you're not getting the vitamin D. So, just so you're aware of that. But it also, mushrooms also have, and it doesn't matter what kind of mushroom you eat, they have cancer-fighting properties. Like, we need mushroom farms all over this country. We need to be able to grow it wherever we need to grow it. Like, we need to start passing these out like green beans or something. So, green beans, another great food, by the way. I love green beans. Type of beans I love to eat. They contain polyphenols, they reduce blood sugar, and they promote gut health. Now, I remember seeing something on blood pressure too, but I'm not going to quote that because I didn't write it down. But if you love mushrooms, I mean, you can look for the 10 most popular mushrooms. I think I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8. I have 8 popular types. It's the button, creminis, portobellos, shiitakes, oysters, porcinis, morels, and enokis. I have been online through Amazon. You can actually grow your own mushrooms, which I think is cool. I actually, grow like the oysters, the morels, and the tiger's mane, I think they call it. And those are supposed to be excellent types of mushrooms to actually eat. They have mushrooms that taste like chicken out there. I can't remember what type they were. They have mushrooms that taste close to meat. They have mushrooms that taste buttery. They just have a whole variety of mushrooms. This is kind of odd. I really wish I would have actually joined like a mushroom club. I know they have one here in West Virginia. I talked, one of my old bosses, she was like big into mushrooms, and I don't know why, but you know, you look at the mushroom lady, that's what I call her, the mushroom lady, as she is a real weirdo. Okay, that was my first impression, but now that I'm really looking at it, I'm thinking, okay, this woman was a genius. She was into mushrooms. Oh my gosh, and these things are so good for you. They're good for your skin. Some of them have anti-aging properties to them. I mean, this is one of the superfoods that I think kind of goes under the radar. The very modest, humble mushroom. So, anyways, I hope that this helps you out and you explore the world of mushrooms, because this could be a real game changer for you. And of course, when you substitute this for that, you know, just kind of like the substitute this for that type show, this could be something that actually turns your health around too, so that you'll get more vitamins. Who knows? Maybe you'll start a mushroom farm. Maybe, you'll become a mycologist and actually go work for the government on creating more mushrooms. or maybe you can just pass this word on to somebody else who might be interested in the grand old world of mushrooms. And I think I'm actually going to make a goal for this year where I'm going to eat more than 2 pounds of mushrooms. Now, mind you, I probably have about 2 pounds of frozen mushrooms in my freezer right now that I was planning on saving for the rest of the year, because it's true. I mean, I probably only consume about 2 pounds of mushrooms. But I think that after this research that I've done, I think I'm going to make it more like 2 pounds a week of mushrooms. So I think I'm going to definitely buy more mushrooms and definitely be promoting eating mushrooms, because I don't think that there's a better food out there. Okay, so short little episode today because I just want to talk about mushrooms. I hope that you're doing well. And of course, as always, please be kind to each other. If you know somebody who can actually benefit from this channel and maybe learn something, please pass it on to them. I talk about a lot of different subjects, mainly those that do support diabetics, though. So even though other people may find it entertaining, the focus still is on diabetic survival. So I want to thank you again, once again, for listening. This has been Margaret Copeman Frankwitz, and I hope that you have a great day.